Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
We are broadcasting live this morning from the Grand Hotel here on Mackinac Island for the Mackinac Policy Conference. And joining us right now live is Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller. Ms. Miller, thanks for joining us. Good to see you.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
You have had a very busy year and a half since you've taken office in Macomb County.
Crazy busy.
It started off that way, I believe. And things just keep going, and now you're really making progress and trying to keep Lake St. Clair clean, aren't you?
That really is our priority project. And what we're trying to do, you know, for generations, decades and decades, we have been discharging combined sewer overflows out into Lake St. Clair. We're not the only ones. Oakland County discharges about five times what we do, but I'm focused on Macomb. We got to clean up our own backyard. So we have a very large project, a $30 million project for our big pump station, which is at 9 Mile and Jefferson in St. Clair Shores, and it's under design right now. We hope to start construction next year, which will eliminate our combined sewer overflows by about 80%. So we are very enthusiastic about that. I think it's all hands on deck. It's our drinking water supply. It's how we recreate. And quite frankly, it's not right that generationally we just keep saying, oh, it's too much, or we don't have the political will, or we can't afford it. We're just going to keep doing this. No, that is no longer the correct answer. We have to clean up our lakes.
How soon do you think it will be that people can go to Metro Beach, go in the water, and feel good about being in the water?
Well, you know, Lake St. Clair really is okay. It's fine, really, but we do have these combined sewer overflows that come. Now, in the case of Metro Beach, that's actually being caused, I think, by a number of factors. Oakland County discharges into the Clinton River, then it comes down into Lake St. Clair, goes by Metro Beach, and so on and so forth. So it really is a layered approach, and I'm hopeful that they will start thinking about doing something there as well. We all have to stop this.
Can any legal action be taken on that front?
Well, you know, we're looking at it. Quite frankly, I will tell you this. We all are meeting our current permits. So we are permitted to do this by the, now they call themselves Eagle, but I still call them the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality. We're all meeting our permit requirements. But so what? You know, if you have if you have a glass of water and only 2% of it is sewer, are you going to drink that?
No.
Seriously? So
remarkably, you were able to keep sewer from that collapse back on, what was it, Christmas Eve?
Yes.
2016, from going into the sacred. Now you've got a lawsuit against the firms that have caused that collapse. How is that lawsuit going?
It's a slow go.
Yeah.
We're looking for some serious payback there.
A lot of money spent.
A lot of money spent, and we'll see. I'm not quite sure how that will all go, but we feel cautiously optimistic we're going to get some bit of money. But yes, during that interceptor collapse, which, as you said, happened right as soon as I walked through the door, literally, we had a number of times where we thought we were going to have to discharge raw sewage out into the Clinton River because of the interceptor collapse, and we did not have to do that, which really, that would have been an environmental disaster. There's no way to sugarcoat that, so I feel real good about that. But you know what? That's why I ran for this job. People said, why did you give up your job in Congress and come to be the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner? But I have a huge interest in infrastructure. Of course, we're all talking about infrastructure here at this conference, and also always a principal advocacy, like every Michiganian, of our magnificent Great Lakes. So this job was a good, perfect nexus, I think, for that. But as we are talking about infrastructure, I keep saying it's not just about roads. Let's also talk about underground.
You said the word nexus. Let's talk about what's next for Candace Miller. What are you thinking about for the future for you?
My thought is I am totally focused on getting this project done at what we call Chapiton. That's the name of our basin down there. So I'm focused on that. I think I will run for re-election next year. And if the people hire me again, then I'm going to focus on some other retention basins. I'm really trying to stop these CSOs, as we call them, the combined sewer overflows, from going into our lakes. We don't have to live this way. We have done a lot of comprehensive drain inspections, and we have now a notification protocol. So we've got so many different areas where we found contaminants, whether it's diesel or whatever, going into our drains, and we're stopping that and fixing all of that up. We find it, we fix it.
We're running out of time. I've just got one last quick question. As a prominent Republican in the state of Michigan, should Donald Trump be impeached?
No.
And no, that's it. Okay. No.
Next year's the election. Yeah. Next year's the election. Let the people decide.
Let them decide. Candace Miller, we always appreciate your time, and one of the busiest people in government, and you've made time for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Delighted.
You.
Have a great conference.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.